The White House Report.
President Trump keenly understands it's not just Democrats that are very upset with him. Now his much touted and much beloved base is starting to question him, starting to question why did he meet with Vladimir Putin by himself and what deals were made. Many in that base were also upset with the tariffs that he placed. It would hurt the farmers that he so desperately reached out to during the campaign. Well, President Trump in the Rose Garden of the White House with the leader of the EU, the European Union, said that there will be no tariffs. The announcement was followed by applause, specifically from Republicans. Trump said it would make trade reciprocal with European nations. Farmers were very upset with the planned tariffs that would hurt their pocketbooks. The president also said that they will resolve the steel and aluminum tariffs. Meanwhile, President Trump is trying to find ways to bolster his base again, to make them feel confident in him. That, as polls are showing from the Wall Street Journal, as well as NBC, saying that there's a decline in those who support the president who are independents. The president's numbers are now at 36%, down 7%. Democrats are now picking up that 7% lost by the Republicans. And the president is also trying to, in a way, wag the dog. According to reports, the president is very upset that his wife is watching CNN. It's ironic that a CNN reporter was banned from her pool duty from going out to cover an event with the president. It's not just about CNN. When you're on pool duty, you cover it for all the other media that cannot make it in that genre. It happened to be TV. And the president even tried last week to rally his supporters, talking about taking the knee. Well, people did not rally around the president with that call again when he went out on Twitter. The president is also upset that CNN got those tapes, the Michael Cohen tapes. Michael Cohen taped then Donald Trump, civilian Donald Trump, over business deal issues and the payment to a woman that he was allegedly having an affair with. All this looms as there is a much bigger issue. The president's support and efforts to have a cordial relationship with what he calls a competitor, Russia, and the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin basically threw President Trump under the bus. Vladimir Putin does not plan to come to the United States right now. April Ryan, AURN News.